Look at Anderson's, he's moving on in. Your deadly new housemate. You know he is. Arthur Bin.
Oh, solid.
Oh, there you are, Arthur. Do you mind if Pete and I have a talk with you?
Look out. Is everything all right? Your mob look proper serious.
Well, it is a bit of a serious talk.
Do your mob want me to move out?
No. Don't be silly. We love having you here.
Yes, of course we do.
You sure?
Positive. Besides, our trip to Uluru and Kakadu isn't paid yet.
Oh. Do your mob want to increase my rent?
No, not at all. Do we, Pete?
No, Jane. And no, Arthur. This isn't what this talk is about.
Well, what is it?
You tell him, Jane.
Why me?
Because this talk was your idea.
Very well. Well, you see, Arthur, after my talk with Sourface Marie yesterday, I had a flashback of days gone by.
What days?
PA days. Pre-Aboriginal?
I thought PA stood for pre-Arthur.
Oh, yes. That works too. That's what we'll call it. Pre-Arthur. So anyway, in these dark days, is it okay if I say dark? Is it racist?
What are you mob talking about?
Yes, Jane, just get to the point.
Okay. Forgive me if I'm a little nervous. Look, Arthur, long story short, after talking with Marie yesterday, she inadvertently made me realise that in our pre-Arthur days, Pete and I may have had a few misconceptions about Aboriginal people.
Probably more than a few.
A lot more. And because of you, we're starting to see just how silly we were. Can you ever forgive us, Arthur?
Is this really what your mob wanted to talk to me about?
Oh, my goodness, Pete. He's upset with us. I can tell.
What's this you say? Pete and Jane Anderson begging Arthur for forgiveness? What is the world coming to? Will he accept their apology, or will he move out and deny the Andersons their spiritual journey to Uluru and Kakadu? Tune in tomorrow for the sorry conclusion to Arthur and the Andersons.